Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Paul Joyce with me. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Sean. Lovely to be speaking with you. We're heading out to Hawkesbury, obviously, for this metropolitan meeting. And as we just heard, we're on a genuine heavy track, but we've all done our heavy track form. So hopefully we can still turn a profit there today.
Yeah, Ray Hickson, how are you, Ray?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Sean. Yep, we've all done our heavy track form. I suppose it's a good thing knowing that you're going to be dealing with a heavy track when you start doing the form, because there's nothing worse than going all through it and then getting a storm and everything going out the window. I'm sure Paul will agree, but interesting little meeting anyway.
All right, and the Munns, how are you, Glenn Munsey?
Very good, thank you, Sean. Good morning to Pa, good morning to Ray Hickson. Not only have we done our form on a wet track, we've done our form courtesy of our people we have around us, Sean, leaving even money chances out because they've spoken to the trainer and told us they wouldn't run. Well done, Ray.
Well, that's true, yes. I mean,
well, you've got enough lead in the air, you've got to hit these. Something eventually.
You've got to check these things, particularly when they're high-profile horses, and I kind of suspected it wasn't going to run, and we're talking about I'm a Cool Kid, but to be fair, I was looking to write a story about the horse, so I rang the trainer, and she said, well, we're probably not going to run, so that's good information if you can get it. And I did tweet it out, Glenn.
Yes, and we mentioned it last night on Formline, courtesy of you, the information you gave me yesterday at the barrier draw. So we tried to help people out a long, long while before the race was run.
It's great that the trainers are so open with what they're going to do with their horses. And I mean, and in that case, everybody wins.
Ray, you just know he's going to be like a snapping Jack Russell Terrier now, don't you? He's just going to be nipping at your heels the whole time.
None of this nipping, Sean. I'm more like, you know,
savaging.
Yes, yeah, savaging.
He's a biter, not a nipper. Yeah.
All right. Now, the first one.
Well,
since
I've been a nipper, I'll give you the tip.
Full field of the first, Munns.
Yeah, the Iron Jack Maiden here. We kick off with a set weight maiden for 3-year-olds and upwards over 1,000 metres. We've got Glowing Cat here. The toppy is an $8 chance. Chapur is at $11. Sound off. Rider change here. The Hippo not riding today. Adam Hieronymus replaced by Robbie Brewer on sound off. Blinkers on, and it's a $6.50 chance. Disco Mo is at $3.30. We've got Great Affair at $2.70 and favourite. Silly Sally with the earmuffs on pre-race at $4. And When Will You Arrive at the bottom one here, a $34 pop. Well, courtesy of the money for it this morning, the most popular runner now becomes Great Affair. Was 3.10 out to 3.40. Today has been 3.43, now 2.70. Most popular runner over the toppy in Glowing Cat, who's $8 basically unchanged throughout the morning. And third pick now is Disco Mo, who's just a slight drift, 3.10 out to 3.30.
Speed in this race, only a small field, I think Silly Sally and Great Affair, from what we've seen at the trials, will take up the running here, Ray, and that should be how it settles down.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Paul. I'm focusing in on the two first starters and lent towards the one that hasn't been heavily supported today in number four, Disco Mo, mainly because it's had its trial on a soft seven, looked to get through it quite nicely. I didn't think there was, you know, too much pressure placed on it in running third in that trial at Randwick last week. So I went its way narrowly over number five, Great Affair. Look, the fact that the Hawks stable are running it on a heavy nine suggests that they think he'll handle it quite nicely. So wouldn't be surprised to see it come out and win. Number six, Silly Sally. Local. We'll be up there leading or thereabouts. Just don't know how it's going to handle the wet. And same goes with number one, Glowing Cat, in for fourth. No idea how it'll handle the wet, but you've got to pick something. So 4, 5, 6, and 1 for me.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. Look, I've gone 6, 4, 5, and 7. I'm with Silly Sally on top. We haven't seen her on a heavy track either yet, but I've quite liked what I've seen with her on top of the ground, particularly her last trial win at Hawkesbury, where she did it very easily in front. She's bred to handle the going by My Boy Charlie, so that's a little tick. But again, we are guessing a bit with her. Number four, Disco Mo, as Ray said, trialled on a soft seven. Looked to trial really well, just got back, hit the line under his own steam. He looks a nice horse. The five, Great Affair, you are definitely guessing with him. Obviously, pedigree-wise, hard to really get a guide, but he's done all his trials on good tracks. His last trial was his best. And number seven, When Will You Arrive? I think she could be one that improved sharply here. She was specced at Canberra on debut. Didn't fire a shot, but she's changed stables. And don't be surprised if she does something today at big odds. 6, 4, 5, and 7.
Now, the second event there today, the maiden, over 1,600. We pull out 4, 5, 6, 7 and 12.
Yeah, this is for the Blacktown Workers Club here, this three-year-olds and upwards maiden over the 1,600. We start with Rex with a cross noseband on today, the $2.30 favourite. Costas is a $4 chance. Reby's Regent at $8.50. The scratchings, Costazoo, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Completed, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Dreamfields, 13 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Premier Rose, 6 cents a win, 6 cents a place. All taken out this morning. Down to number 8, Not a Bad Harada. Glenn Schofield, the replacement rider there for Adam Hieronymus, and it's a $34 chance. Speed Camera at 19, Duchess of Windsor at 8, Extroverto is at $3.40, and Tormond, the bottom one, is a scratching, no deduction. Well, this in the fresh market put up with all the scratchings. Now we're down to less than 8 runners, pay 1-2 here. The best supported runner has been Rex. Reby's Regent's got a twist in 9.50 to 8.50, and Duchess of Windsor got a twist in 8.50 to 8, but that's not on the back of support by any stretch of the imagination. In the old market, with all the field in, Rex was the best supported runner in that market as well, so you've got to stick with the favourite, albeit not overly vigorous, but the best supported runner at this stage in race number 2.
Yeah, speed in race 2, I think it'll come mainly from Reby's Regent, who's drawn the inside, and probably Rex will cruise across from a wider gate, and they look the obvious two on pace runners here, right?
Look, I think Rex is probably the best bet of the day, and I'd say he'd be, I'd almost be declaring him a good thing if he'd ticked that heavy track box, and that's the only thing that we don't know. He's had the one try on a heavy, and that was on Daboo from a different stable up in Queensland. He's had 4 runs for Chris Waller. They've all been pretty good. He's bumped into a couple of nice horses like Final Award and Amangiri, and look, he probably should have finished a little bit closer to Amangiri last start on the Kensington track. He got bailed away on the inside, and he threw his head around all over the place. And Blake Sheen eventually got him off the fence and got him going, but he was a sort of a spent force at about the 100-metre mark. I like him drawn out here. I think he can cruise across and just sort of be there. And as we've seen at Hawkesbury, they quite enjoy getting to the outside, particularly on a wet track. So I think one will win. 11 Estroverto is one of those horses that sort of threatens. I thought, he was okay last time at Newcastle, but another one, if he gets through the wet, he'll be there about. Reby's Regent will give a sight, number 3. And 2 Costa, stable maker Rex. I couldn't see him turning the tables on Rex unless he's an absolute swimmer, but he'll go in for 4. So 1, I'm pretty sure he's the best of the day for me from 11, 3 and 2.
Yeah, I've gone 1, 11, 9, 2. All your reasoning is pretty much my thinking with Rex. I'm probably a touch worried about how short you want to take about him. He seems to lack that real conviction in putting races away. But, you know, as you say, he's been bumping into horses that are going to much better races. And he's been trying hard. He just hasn't been up to them. But this is his race to win, and he should win it. 11 Estroverto, he's bred to handle these conditions being by Piero. They generally love it. And you've got to go back 3 starts. He ran on a soft 5 at Newcastle and handled it well. Although it's a bit different today. Number 9, Speed Camera. I thought she could be a little roughy here. She's never far away from the action. She's trained locally. She's been placed on a soft track. And number 2, Costas. His pedigree says he should get through it, although he's got a lot of ground to make up on Rex. 1-11, 9 and 2 in the second.
Third event, take out 6, Marsalis. Number 7, Persan. 9, the Snooper Star. 10, Amito. And 14, Noble Bell.
Yeah, this is the Robert Oatley Wines 2-year-old maiden plate here, a set weight maiden over 1,300 metres. And Avalanche, the toppy here, is a $61 chance. Dresden Green with the blinkers on but the cross nose band off, $2.40 and favourite. Jet Ski with the blinkers on at $6. Killen with the winkers off at $4.20. Kramrek with Huey Bowman on board there at $4.20. Marsalis out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Persan out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Tacitus is at $51. The Snooper Star out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Amido out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Asiago at $8.50. Blew a kiss for Malcolm Johnson. Get on your Mal, Miracle Mal. Got a runner there today at $61. Foxborough is a $26 chance. Noble Bell out, no deduction. Dummy Run, Andrew Atkins to ride there at $61. And Supporto, for some reason, haven't got a rider for it at the moment. I better just check that. Supporto is Jason Collett. and it is a $61 chance. Blinkers off Supporto as well. Best supported runner on the program at this stage, Dresden Green, was the best supported runner when we did Formline last night. This morning has been $3.80, yes, $3.80 into $2.40.
Well, Dresden Green's obviously your number one on-pace runner with the blinkers going on first time. I think Killen will be right there from what I've seen of him in New Zealand and at his trial. So I think they're the two obvious on-pace runners in the third, Ray.
Yeah, there's a few there probably. We're not sure what they're going to do as far as the first starters go. But, look, Killen interests me a bit, number four, for the Chris Lee stable. His two runs in New Zealand were on soft tracks, so that's a fairly good sign. One of those was in a Group 2 and the other one in a maiden, beaten half a length on both occasions. Liked his two trials at Newcastle and Wyong. Drawn okay, he'll be up there somewhere. It's interesting that he's here on a heavy track. I think it says that they're pretty keen on him, and I'm happy to go with that. Five Cromeric. It's one of these horses that has ability, I'm sure of it. He's not proven in the wet, but he's run some good races against some handy horses, and you know his trial was a quiet one recently, so I want to keep him safe. Two Dresden Green, obviously respect the money there for him. We don't know about him on a wet track. He lost on protest on the Kensington track last start. Hopefully those gear changes straighten him up a little bit. And I want to throw the 8 Tacitus in as a roughie. From the Richard Litt stable. I didn't mind his trial at Warwick Farm over the 800 metres, and quite often, you know, going to a 1300 metre race on debut, it's quite different to an 800 metre trial, so it wouldn't surprise me to see him hitting the line late. Go 4-5-2-8, Paul.
Yeah, I went 4-2-5-3. I'm with Killen as well. Obviously, you've got that soft track tick the box there, and I loved his trial at Wyong on the 12th of March. Brenton Abdullah had him under a stranglehold, and it's interesting that obviously Brenton went up and trialled him. He might have been up there for something else, but he's obviously stuck with this bloke, and he's on board today at the races, and I like what I've seen with him. I'm happy to put him on top of the favourite, Dresden Green. You know, as he said, he lost on protest last start. He did something wrong late. He was a good second behind Aussie here on debut at Hawkesbury, but again, he wanted to run about a little bit in the straight there. So you just got to draw the line at some stage with these horses as a price perspective, and I think Killen's definitely good value in this race compared to Dresden Green. 5 Cromeric wouldn't surprise me if he won either. He's been stakes placed on 3 occasions. He's only had 4 starts here. He's in a set weights maiden on a Wednesday. So you'd have to think he's a strong chance with Huey Bowman aboard. And number 3, Jet Ski, the Lonro colt for James Cummings. Didn't get a lot of luck on debut, and his pedigree suggests he'll love the soft or heavy track, and he's got the blinkers going on. So I think there's definitely more than a one-act affair here. I'm going 4-2-5-3.
All right, we go to race 4, scratch 3, I Am a Cool Kid, 4, Omar, and 5, Royal Hootenanny.
Yes, this is the Bradley Photographer's Benchmark 70 here for 3-year-olds and upwards over that 1,000 metres. So not completely at the back of the chute there at Hawkesbury, but pretty close to it. Black Chili is a $15 chance. Difficult to get. Paddy scores to ride. He outrode his country claim the other day, riding a double at Queanbeyan, but he claims 3 here, being a metropolitan event. It's a $5.50 chance. I'm a Cool Kid out. The deduction, 40 cents a win and 24 cents a place, and it was an even money chance when it came out. Omar, 17 cents the win there and 13 cents the place, the deduction out this morning. Royal Hootenanny out, it's running in the next race, no deduction. Shadow Bridge, $3 and favourite. Then we've got Vincero at $8. See the Storm at 14. See the Show, I should say, at 14. Over the page here to Consider It Done at $7.50. Traumatised at $8.50. Ariege at $4.60. And Star of Zazu is a $19 chance. Well, every single dollar basically for Shadow Bridge has come this morning. It's been $3.80 into $3 today, and it is panels in front of everything else.
Yeah, well, he would have been a bigger beneficiary of these scratchings. Obviously, I Am a Cool Kid and Omar, the other two real speedsters, and that leaves Shadow Bridge as the number one speedster in the race now. There's obviously still other pace in this race, the 1,000-metre event. I think Difficult to Get will certainly be up there somewhere, and Ariege led throughout to win at Wyong last start. But I'd say, Ray, that a lot of that money would come due to the speed map now favouring Shadow Bridge.
Yeah, it does sound like the right move there. He's an interesting horse. I've actually went around him a little bit. The money for him does concern me a bit. It'll probably be going into to quaddies and the like. I was with 11 Ariage. You know, she smashed up a reasonably weak, I guess, maiden at Wyong first up, but she was very impressive. Look, her debut run on a heavy nine at Kembla, I thought she wasn't disgraced at all. She was $9 into $6 that day and only beaten two lengths and probably should have finished, you know, maybe a length closer. Then went around behind Rosina Kojanup at Hawkesbury, so there's no disgrace there. I think she'll handle the wet and she'll be... I don't think she'll lead, but I think she'll probably be sort of sitting third and get her chance. 8C The Show is one of these horses that always runs well when he strikes a wet track and always goes around it at reasonably good odds. So I've got him in the mix. Number 9, Consider It Done, is a big query for me. Going back to that run at Moonee Valley on the 1st of March, she drew barrier 1 and stayed there pretty much. No idea at all how she'll handle a wet track. Both her wins have been on synthetic. But again, the fact that she's here and running suggests that the stable thinks she'll handle it. And she's drawn nicely, I think, to get to the outside. Number 10, Traumatized, is a horse I quite like. Maybe not this run, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes well. And obviously, we've got to respect the money for Shadow Bridge. But 11, 8, 9 and 10 for me, Paul.
Yeah, I'm going 6, 11, 2 and 10. I'm with Shadow Bridge. I had him third pick originally behind Omar and I'm a Cool Kid, but he gets promoted to the top now. With the scratchings, his win on a soft five at Newcastle was very slick, beating Gimme Shelter, Legend of Boom. I think actually out of that race, interestingly, every single horse has won from that race back on the 16th of October. Mm-hmm. And then he won again at Kembla before going for a break. He's had a couple of trials and with the claim for Robbie Dolan. I just think over 1,000, he'll be extremely hard to run down. The 11 Ariege, obviously doing the chasing. She was good at Wyong, as Ray said, in an easier race than this, but she's on the up. Number 2, difficult to get. She ticks the heavy track box. She's rock hard fit. She's got a couple of solid city placings in her form guide at the moment. And number 10, Traumatized. Agree with you, Ray. Maybe not today, but it's hard to leave him out of anything you do. He's won two on the trot before going for a break, and then he won a trial coming into this. So he's in a winning form. 6, 11, 2 and 10 in the fourth.
On to race 5, 7 Mixed Blossom and 9 Miss Hugo A Go-Go are scratched.
Yeah, the Richmond Club Fillies and Mares benchmark 70 here, over 1,100 metres, so this is right at the back of the chute. We've got Royal Hoot Nanny here, the dual acceptor that was scratched earlier, runs here at $23. Multaja at $2.10 favourite, Alert by Sea at $41. Invictus Salute is a $4.80 chance. Unguarded, Late Gear Change, Tongue Tie On, should be one on the trainer as well. At $5, Gen Rules at $3.60, Mixed Blossom out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place, Alastriona with the blinkers off at $81, Miss Hugo A Go-Go out last night, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place, and Priestess is a $23 chance. Best supported runner here is Multaja, $2.10 right throughout the morning, unchanged, not much money at all for it and any other runner in the race this morning, though. Second pick with just under half the investment on Multaja is Gen Rules, unchanged, 360 today.
Eight in this race, Royal Who's Nanny. She's very quick. She's got the inside gate and the 3 kilo apprentice, so I think she'll be leading. But Invictus Salute, very aggressively ridden to win a recent trial at Warwick Farm, and I think that's her best racing style. So 1 and 4, the two on pace runners in the fifth.
I think Multaja, number 2, holds the key to this race. From a form perspective, you know, she's been beaten 3 lengths in a Group 3 at her last start down in Melbourne. She started $3.90 chance. Before that, she's run in a Group 3, beaten less than half a length at Flemington. Taking on the likes of Smart Melody and those in her career, and the only thing she hasn't done really is tick that wet track box, so that's the risk we're taking with her. But aside from that, she's got to go on top. I think she's drawn okay out wide. As I said, I like them getting to the outside at Hawkesbury. They do that anyway, mainly, but particularly on a wet track. So 2 on top, 6 Gen Rules, 1 on debut on a heavy 9 beating Mizzy. So that's not too bad. And her other wet track runs have been very good as well. Very quiet trial behind Esther Jarb, but she'll run a good race. Gen Rules, number 6. Number 5, Unguarded. Probably one of those horses that is another one that's not today, but she'll run well first up and looking for her at sort of 1,200 and 1,400 metres going forward. 4 Invictus Salute, if they ride her aggressively, as Paul suggested they might, she's definitely in the mix. Two's the horse to beat from 6, 5, and 4.
Yeah, we're boxed up the first four here. I've gone 4, 2, 6, 5. I'm just sticking with Invictus Salute. I do have my doubt getting through a heavy track, but I really like this filly going forward. I think she's a horse I'm going to keep backing. I've sort of been on her from day dot at the trials. I've always liked her. She came out and looked good. Winning at Hawkesbury to win her maiden, she won it easily. She beat some smart horses that day. She was placed at Scone behind Pretty in Pink, which has proven to be a really strong form reference. And then the only real flop was first up in the Spark of Life, where she drew the outside gate and they just couldn't get a cross on her. She ended up midfield, posted deep, and she dropped out. And since then, she's trialled at Warwick Farm, albeit on a good track, and Tommy Berry was aggressive on her, and she just gapped them. And she's just got this flowing action where she just gets into this cruising speed and doesn't stop. So if she can find the front today, I think Moltaja will really have to get on a bike to catch Invictus Salute, provided she handles the heavy track. Number two, Moltaja, is the big threat. Ray's gone through her form, and it just stands out like a sore thumb in this field. And same story with her. If she gets through it, she probably wins the race. And her pedigree definitely says yes, she will. Number six, Gen Rules. Well, she's ticked the heavy track box. She won on a genuine heavy track at Canterbury beating Mizzy, so we know she can get through it. And number five, Unguarded. She hasn't performed twice on heavy tracks, but they've been in a lot stronger races than this, and she wasn't far away from them. So there you're 4, 4, 2, 6, and 5. And Ray, I do think that any usual midweek benchmark 70 fillies and mares race, these four would usually just win it. But today, they're all bumping into each other. So it's a very deep midweek race.
Yeah, you're spot on there.
On to race six now, put out 4, Almahaha and 9, Spencer.
Yeah, the Irresistible Pools and Spas benchmark 76 here for three-year-olds and upwards over 1,300 metres. And the toppy here is the August. Winkers on, but the blinkers come off, and it's a $4.40 chance. Level 8 at $7. Hand Fast is at $21. Almahaha out. The deduction, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Laszlo is a $26 chance. Redemption Road at $19. Grimoire, $3.70. Obelos, $3.20 and favourite. Spencer out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. And Professor Marks is a $5 chance. There's been weird and wonderful and wild fluctuations here this morning. Most popular run today is Obelos. Now, he said last night on Formline it was $8.50 to $3.50 without a great deal of money on it. And one customer had $500 on it last night at $3.50. Well, it went up $3.30 this morning, got to as much as $3.60. It's back to $3.20. Well, it basically doubled the investment this morning that was on it prior to this morning. So it's been at best $3.60, now $3.20. Grimoire, who went up $4.80 this morning, got to $5, is now $3.70. It's second pick this morning. And Professor Marks, who went up $7.50, is now $5, and it's third pick this morning. And there's not a coin for another runner.
Yeah, interesting betting move, isn't it? Speed in the race, I think Laszlo goes forward. The August will be somewhere up there, and Redemption Road not far away. Obelos probably tucks in behind, judging by his trial, but wouldn't surprise me where he ends up, right?
Yeah, he's an interesting one. Obviously, he hasn't started below a mile as yet. I'm going for a bit of a low percentage play here, I must admit, with number two, Level 8. It's won 3 from 31. All his three wins have actually been on good tracks, but most of his best performances have been on soft and heavy tracks. And, you know, he ran so well behind Classique Legend first up a couple of weeks ago on a good 4 on the Kensington track. It suggests to me that he's come back really well. He does need, you know, all the cards to fall perfectly out for him to win a race. It's, you know, his record shows that, but this might be one of those occasions. So, look, certainly each way, I think he'll run well. Number one, the August, bumped into Desert Lord last start. He ran well on a soft track behind Tonsor first up. He's in the mix. 10, Professor Marks is another one of those horses that really enjoys a wet track, and he gets his chance after running really well on good tracks recently. 7, Grimoire. I'll forgive him last start, and I am frightened to death of Obelos. He could come out and win without any surprise at all, Paul. 2-1, 10 and 7.
Yeah, exactly right. Look, I've gone 1-6-2-8. I went with the August on top. I just thought he sort of had more depth to his form. Not a lot in it, but he's been, 9 career starts, 5 of them have been in stakes races. He's a Group 3 place getter. So he looks well placed in a benchmark 76, 1300. Of course, the big move for the stablemate worries me, but I've got him on top number one. The 6 Redemption Road, the local. He's had 3 career wins here at the track. He's won on soft going. He's the last start winner here, and I thought he was silly odds at $19 if you are playing the multi. Number 2, Level 8. Look, I think he definitely is a winning chance here. He's a horse who's a little bit tricky to ride. I like the fact they've got the senior and Blake Shin on today. He's been placed 5 from 6 on heavy, so he gets through the going. But yeah, he just lacks that conviction, or he does things wrong. Not sure why he's got such a bad winning strike rate, because he's very good at running second. And number 8, Obelos, just not sure what to make of him. His trial was very quiet. He looked to have a lot up the sleeve, and the money would say we're going to see that today at the races. So I'm going 1, 6, 2, and 8. Very tricky race 6.
On to race 7, we pull out 2 Sea Spirit and 4 Belady's Boy.
Yeah, the Easy Lane benchmark 70 here over the mile, and Invicta the toppy is a $10 chance. Sea Spirit out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Be Mindful at 5. The Lady's Boy out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Strike Rock 11, China Gale at 8. Greenspan at 15, Fui San at 16, Amangiri odds on $1.95, Carluca at 21, Sensor Cova at 23. And the old girl, the Iron Maiden, is a $16 chance. Best supported runner here is Amangiri, $1.95 all throughout the morning here. And the best supported runner today and overall. Second pick overall is the Iron Maiden, but second pick today and third pick overall goes to Invicta the Toppy.
Yeah, not much speed to find on paper, which is why I have a feeling Tommy Berry may send Amangiri forward from a soft gate and try and control the race. Last out on the Kensington track, that's how the race ended up. But early on, Amangiri wasn't sort of ridden to lead. She was ridden to take a sit, but she got a bit keen and he just let her slide. But Carluca's the only other runner I could find that could perhaps kick up early. So we'll leave it to the jockeys to work it out. But I'd be surprised if Amangiri isn't at least in the first 2 today, Ray.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was actually talking to Tommy Berry about Amangiri yesterday, and while he didn't say, you know, he plans to lead or anything like that, he did say she's not a... She does get a bit keen, as we saw at the Kensington track last start, and for that fact, I think you're right. I think she will either just roll forward and lead, or if something wants to lead her, you know, just sit up outside. Look, she's hard to go past. I don't know that I want to go charging at $1.95 on a heavy 9 when she hasn't seen it, but she's, what, $26 in the Oaks, Glenn, I think, last I looked yesterday?
Yes.
And she has, you know, she's running 2 maidens, horses like Nikita Jane, favourite running in Group 1s. Suggests there's a fair opinion of this filly. She gets through the wet. She looks like the most progressive horse in the race, and for that reason, you've got to go with her. Number 3, Be Mindful. Has had a run on a wet track before, but I don't think he was going any good at the time. He's coming off 2 wins at Newcastle and Kembla. The mile should be okay. He's by Piero. He should, you know, now that he's hit his form, be able to get through the wet okay. Number 5, Strike Rock. Another one of these horses that I find really hard to catch, but I have to concede he's racing in really good form at the moment, so throw him in the mix. And number 1, Invicta, has won on a heavy track, has been around the mark of late. Look, I can't sit against number 9, so 9 on top from 3, 5 and 1.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ray. I like Amangiri here, 9, 12, 10 and 3. Look, as you said, she's progressive. She's aiming for better races. She's taking on the older horses. She's taking on the boys. She's never been on a heavy track. So, you know, $1.95, definitely you start to get a little bit nervous of that quote. But the money's there to say she'll win. I think she will win. The race certainly profiles well for her to dominate from the front. And look, I think if she wins and wins this well, you know, she'll go on to those better races and she should give them a bit of a shake. I think outside of that, number 12, the Iron Maiden, silly price at $16. She's had 9 starts in heavy tracks for 3 wins and 4 placings. She just loves it. I know she's a 9-year-old mare, but these are her conditions and she'll run well. As I think will the 10, Carluca, which is $21. He loves Hawkesbury. He gets through all sorts of ground and he has a really good record for Mitchell Bell. So there's a lot to like about Carluca today, apart from the fact that he's rock-hard fit. And number 3, Be Mindful. Well, he struck a bit of form, son of Piero, and I expect him to handle the going. So there's no reason to leave him out of the first 4. But number 9, Amangiri, she should be winning. She's just obviously very short. 9, 12, 10 and 3.
Final event, race 8, 9, Shaman Town.
Yeah, and that was a late scratching, Shaman. The Lander Toyota Benchmark 74 here, 2100. So right up the end of the back straight at Hawkesbury. Plaisir is at $21. Foreign Territory, $3.40 and favourite. Winebush at $6.50. California Firebird at $8. All Cash at $6. Free Fly 2 at $9. Shuffle Up at $6. McDenife is a $6 chance. Shaman, late scratching this morning, 13 cents a win, 11 cents a place. Momentum to win at 34. Magic Over the Bay at 21. Best supported runner this morning is McDenife. Did go up 7, but you've got to allow for the fact that Shaman was a $5.50 chance. So got a little trim up there with the late scratching. And that's really the only horse there's any support for this morning. Second pick overall is Foreign Territory. Third pick overall is California Firebird. Best supported runner on the program is Dresden Green in race number 3. And the Jockeys Challenge, just have a peep at the jocks that are going to Hawkesbury today. Huey Bowman, $3.10. Kerrin McAvoy, $4. James McDonald, $6. Brenton Avdullah and Tommy Berry, $6.50 each of two. Blake Shin at $9. Robbie Dolan at $21. And any other jockey, 31. What a ripper lineup of jocks we've got there today. This is a metropolitan meeting, despite the fact it's being held at Hawkesbury. And I'll see you, boys, and I'll see you at midday on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Good on you, Muns.
Yeah, thanks for that, Muns. Speed in the last. Look, I think Foreign Territory will take up the running. McDenife could go forward also. They're the two obvious ones, Ray. Outside of that, there's nothing there that I would sort of stamp urgent going forward. So we could get a muddling run, 2100 here in the last.
Yeah, you might be right now with Shaman coming out. Foreign Territory, I really don't know what to do with him. Another low percentage play from me in the last, number 5, All Cash. Look, he's won 3 from 49. But you know, he's a really good wet tracker. You know, when he's on song, he's run placings in on a good 4 at his last 2 starts at Warwick Farm and at Rose Hill. And as I said, he just seems to act really well on a wet track. So I'm going to go him on an each way basis from. Number 4, California Firebird, comes through the same race as All Cash. He ran 3rd at Rose Hill. He ran a really good race and was a bit unlucky at Canterbury on a soft 6, 3 starts back with 59.5. So I think he'll get through the ground okay. Number 8, McDenife, another horse that really does seem to act best on a wet track. 3, Winebush, another one of those horses that's a bit in and out. Does have a heavy 8, 3rd placing, 3 starts back. And look, with Shaman out, Foreign Territory's got to get some respect now, but I just found I find him a bit hard to catch. 5, 4, 8, 3, I guess that's the theme of this race, Paul. Some of these are really hard to catch.
Yeah, they are, and look, I'm tipping one who may not handle the track at all. I'm going 7, 5, 4, and 3, Shuffle Up on top, only because I really like him, and I've sort of been on him right through the prep, and he's been good to me. He won his first up run, he won second up at Newcastle, it was a big win. He ran a very bold second at Rose Hill last start at big odds behind Costello, which is headed towards the Derby. But he trialled since on a soft 7, and I'm not convinced he got through it very well at all. You go back to his other soft run at Wyong, it was only a soft 5, so there's not much of a guide there. But Richard Freeman decides to run him, that's good enough for me. I'll put him on top to beat the 5, All Cash. As you said, he's very hard to make a case for to win a race, but this is his kind of race to win. Heavy track, staying slogging test. He'll grind away all day. Number 4, California Firebird for Pete Rabel, Blake Shin. I think he could definitely win this race today if he gets through the heavy track. He's run 3 starts back behind Zippity Doodah at Canterbury. Would certainly have him right in the mix here. And number 3, Winebush, again, doesn't win out of turn, but he's racing, you know, as well as he has for a long time, and he's been placed on heavy tracks. So I'll go 7, 5, 4, and 3 in the last.
Now, any good things here?
Trey, you can kick off.
Well, you know, is it a meeting for good things? I think Rex, race 2, number 1, is the best of the day, whether he's a good thing. Like I said, I mean, if we're dealing on a mid-range soft track or better, I'd say yes, he's a good thing. But on a heavy 9, I'll say he's the best of the day without being, you know, super bullish. Can you do better, Paul?
I'm a bit the same. Look, I'll go with Amatiri, race 7, number 9, because she's the best horse in that race by a long, long way, and she should get the race run to suit. But, you know, you're taking $1.95 about a horse that has never raced on a heavy track. So just keep that in mind today. A lot of these horses, I think, are progressive, headed in the right direction, but not many of them have had any heavy track experience. So I think you just should keep that in mind when betting today. But my good thing, race 7 at number 9, Amangiri.
Now the field's out for the George Ryder. Land of Plenty's drawn 1, Dreamforce 7, Sosie Bond 6, Winks out of 8, Prompt Response 3, Egg Tart 2, Teleplay 5, Ring-a-ding-ding 9, and Brutal Barrier 4. So three-year-olds having a crack.
I just had a look at that, Sean, before we came on air, and the fields look, they're so good, aren't they, for Saturday when you get these Group 1 races. I guess 4 Group 1s, and Winks is the highlight, but, you know, you've got the Golden Slipper, the Autumn Sun's drawn Barrier 3 in the Rose Hill Guineas, the Rambut Stakes, the Villiers has drawn the 10, and you look at the Galaxy, Red's Earl, he's come up with Barrier 6, he's got to carry 59.5, but just a terrific day's racing, and I can tell you, I'll have the Hawksby races on, I'll have the form guide out, and that's my afternoon sorted, boys.
Yeah, it sounds good. Look, I think one of the undercard races, Paul and Sean, will have a lot of interest. And we're going to talk about race 2, the Derby Munro, which features Classique Legend. 2 from 2, drawn 11 of 14, as his first test against some good quality opposition. So we're going to find out how good he is.
Yeah, no, he'll definitely culled a lot of interest, that horse, for sure, right?
I spoke to Jamie Richards this morning. That horse, Advantage, the Kiwi horse, it's won 6 out of 7, the fast at Rockford. It's pretty smart.
Yeah, is he drill accepted with it? I see he's in the Derby Munro. Yeah. So I'm interested to see which way he goes there. She was the champion 2-year-old of New Zealand last year. Very, very interesting to see how it measures up. And obviously, you know, Probabil was over last week, and I thought she ran really well in defeat in the Magic Knight. And, you know, Jamie's got a reasonable opinion of it. Obviously, she'll have to be very good to win the Derby Munro, but who's to say?
Too right. Well, all right. We'll talk to you guys later on. Have a top day and what a weekend of racing we've got coming up.
Yeah, get out there to Rose Hill, I've got to say.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean. See you, Ray.